Welcome to We Grow California with your hosts, Darcy Villery
and Darcy Burke,
a safe space to discuss water, agriculture, and what makes California grow.
We have guests from those who just drink water to those that make water policy, all passionate about the water issues that face all Californians today.
Join the conversation by liking, subscribing, sending in your questions, and submitting your request to be our guest. Let's get this conversation started.
We're excited to welcome Chris White, Executive Director of the San Joaquin River Exchange Contractors Water Authority. Welcome, Chris. We're so glad that you could join us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career in water?
Well, sure. I came to Los Banos in 1977, and I was lucky enough to start working for an engineering firm here in town. The engineering firm that I work for, Stoddard & Associates, they under contract worked as district engineers for several of the local water agencies. And so right from the beginning, I had experience working both for the ag community in our area, the small cities in our area, and the water agencies in our area. First, as a land surveyor, I started there at the bottom of the totem pole, a Rodman chainman in the firm. And but again, lucky enough to work for a firm with old school engineers who really wanted to mentor somebody and bring them along. And so by the time the early 90s, I had sat for and gotten my land surveying license and was the head of the survey department. And then by 1991, achieved my engineering license under their help, or with their help. Took some university classes, but I'm not a university graduate. And by 1992, became a partner in the firm. And again, we were working for the different districts in this area, and in particular, Central California Irrigation District, one of the exchange contractors. And in 1992, there was opportunity to become their district engineer. And it just so happened that their previous district engineer contracted Lou Gehrig's disease, and he passed away. So they offered me that position. And I certainly, in working in the industry and working with their previous district engineer, I certainly had a strong vision of where the CCID was going and needed to go. Had a really strong vision about water in Central California. So
let me get this straight. You got mentored and fostered in your career, and no good deed goes unpunished. And once you got all your credentials, you moved on. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah. As a reward for making me a partner, the next year I went to CCID. So, yeah, it was just serendipity that actually landed me in that direction. So at CCID, I went to work there as their district engineer and assistant general manager, and held that position until the general manager retired, and they promoted me into their general manager position in 2000, and worked there modernizing the district with their water conservation and modernization program through 2019. The exchange contractors basically offered me a position as executive director with that organization, which is where I'm at now. So I moved here in 2019.
So what are the exchange contractors? Who are they? And tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the exchange contractors are made up of four entities in Central California. And we're west of the San Joaquin River. We're located in Madera, Fresno, and Stanislaus counties. About 240,000 acres. The four entities are Central California Irrigation District, San Luis Canal Company, Fireball Canal Water District, and Columbia Canal Company.
So Fireball Canal Water District, Darcy, is that the board in which you serve?
That is my board, yes. I was going to say, Chris, it's like, I remember the first time I said to somebody, wait, you know Chris White, right? And they're like, are you kidding? because Chris is just so well known out here in the water world. I was like, oh, because it was my first time many years ago at this point.
Well, I will also say he's known here too in Southern California, so his reputation exceeds him.
Well, I would say in this area, I mean, I really did. When I came here at 19 years old, I really feel like I've grown up in this area, even though I didn't spend my youth here. But I grew up in this area with these good people in this on the west side. Did a little bit of work on the east side as well, but mostly focused on the west side. And a lot of it was focused on water resources.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, I think for some folks, I think the concept of east-west, can you explain that one a little bit? Because we debate that. What does east-west side mean, really? Or what do you
say? Yeah, that's a really good question. And it's for me and this area, the exchange contractors, as I articulated, I said west side. And the subdivider is the San Joaquin River in our area. So that's the center of the valley. And if you go further south, when you get to Mendota, the San Joaquin River turns almost due east and as you're running upstream and goes upstream right next to Fresno. But if you go further south, you're going to be connecting to the Tulare Lake Basin through the north branch of the Fresno River. Excuse me. Yeah, the Fresno Slough and the Kings River. Excuse me. So that's the division line as you get further south. It's either the Fresno Slough or the Tulare Lake Basin is the demarcation between east and west side.
Chris, what's a slough?
You're going to get some basic questions from us, Chris. We're trying to get anybody educated on this one. Because they've been eyeing on the top of my head. What is a slough?
What is a slough?
I'll give you my answer. And somebody's going to look it up and say, no, that's not right. But a slough is basically just a natural channel that basically either carried drainage or river water through it at one time. The north branch of the Fresno Slough was the branch that carried drainage from the Tulare Lake Basin. It would fill up occasionally during storm events. Water would come down the Kings River, fill up the Tulare Lake Basin, and then it would spill over and run into San Joaquin River and drain out.
So just you explaining the boundaries of east and west side, it's already complex, right? We had a river, we had a slough, we have all kinds of things. And I think one of the points that Darcy brought up is we're trying to make this as simple as possible for people to understand. So bear with us as we ask you some very basic questions, because we want everybody to be part of the conversation.
This might sound crazy. So to back for a second to what, like my own experience with it, it sounds really silly, right? Like a childhood understanding of it in the sense of going, wait, the San Joaquin River, the whole three dimension of, well, you know, north is up and wait, the San Joaquin River goes that way and then goes north? Shouldn't it go south? Or even just out here for our own farming, it's like, oh yeah, the fall where we're farming, our fall goes south, southwest to northeast, because that heads towards the river. But then I would assume for everybody on the east side, it comes the opposite direction, but then it also heads that way. It's just, the water
goes. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
You need visuals for that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're basically right, Darcy. You think about it. The bottom of the valley is the river. Water from the east side runs towards the river and water from the west side, it runs from the river, and the river's right nearly in the middle. So
I get Silver Creek occasionally running right through here.
You had to throw another one in there, didn't you, Darcy? It wasn't enough that had the the San Joaquin and Tulare and the Fresno Slough. Now you had to throw in
Well, we'll skip starting. Let's not get Chris started on tributaries. No. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, we could be here all day.
So you talked about the four exchange contractors. How did they begin?
Well, this area that where our service area is presently, 240,000 acres, is basically the farming land from the original holdings from some of the original pioneers in this area, but mainly Miller and Lux Incorporated. They developed this area starting in about the 1860s. In fact, they bought their first ranch here in 1863. and which was the same time that Civil War was going on in the out east. In fact, in 1863 is when the Battle of Gettysburg was fought, just to put that in context. So that's when Miller and Lux bought their first ranch here, 10,000 acres in a Mexican land grant area. But by the 1890s or 1900, they had under their control about a 500,000 acres here in the valley. Their main focus was the cattle business and raising cattle for the meat market on the West Coast. They also, though, because irrigation, some of the very first irrigation canals in the state were built here. In fact, in 1871, the San Joaquin Kings River Canal Company started building a canal. It's CCID's present-day main canal. They started building it in 1871 in Mendota and started building it towards the northwest. The original building of that canal was not necessarily for irrigation, although there was some irrigation promised to Miller and Lux because the channel was being built basically through Miller and Lux land. They provided the right-of-way in exchange for some irrigation right. But the main purpose of that canal was to build a barge traffic system all the way to the Delta. That very impractical dream, which as it turns out, it was very impractical, intersected with a more practical dream of Miller and Lux Incorporated, which was to raise cattle, corner the meat market on the West Coast, and begin in serious agriculture in this area using canal water. So as the area developed on the west side of the San Joaquin River, the Miller and Lux Incorporated established four irrigation districts. Central California Irrigation District was originally called the San Joaquin and Kings River Canal Company. And all four of them were originally private companies. Two of them, CCID in the 1950s and Fireball Canal Water District in the 1980s, I believe, converted to public water agencies.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, that's my memory of it. In fact, a lot of guys up until recently, I feel like I was hearing Fireball referred to as a Fireball Canal Company.
Yeah.
In fact, in my original, when I was tracking water, when I first started, it was like, I put FCC.
Well, if it's
I fully appreciate it. Where are we getting from?
Well, any consolation, even in Southern California, they say, oh, you're with the water company. They never say water district, right? It's Monopoly. Right. That's why. The game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chris, we interrupted. Go on. This is fascinating.
No issue. So those four districts have their beginnings going way back before the turn of the last century are their roots. That entire construct of farming and cattle raising in the valley intersected with another dream. A dream that we know today, it was the planning and vision that went into building the Central Valley Project. And the Central Valley Project was a grand vision. It was just a magnificent thing to think about, building a reservoir in Northern California, which we would call Shasta today. Other facilities such as the Trinity River, the Trinity Dam. A dam on the American River called Folsom. And those three reservoirs basically store water in the spring when the rainfall happens, and they release water in the summer when everything dries up so that they could feed water into the Delta. And in the Delta was built a pumping plant, and the pumping plant feeds the Delta Mendota Canal. And the Delta Mendota Canal is built, and it terminates at the Mendota Pool, right where the Great Canal in 1871 was started to be constructed. So it basically it created the opportunity for the federal government to come to the four entities and say, we have a vision of the Central Valley Project, and it involves building a reservoir on the San Joaquin River we want to do that. And if you'll allow us to impound your water behind Millerton, in exchange, which is why we're called exchange contractors, in exchange, we'll build a Delta Mendota Canal system to provide you water from the Delta, from Northern California, through the Delta, down the Delta Mendota Canal, into your existing point of diversion. And so a deal was struck, and in 1939, the contract was signed. And basically, the contract says that so long as the federal government is providing substitute water to the exchange contractors from any source, that they can store San Joaquin River water behind Millerton for use on the east side as part of the Central Valley Project. So that was the exchange that occurred in 1939.
So we're out of time today. Chris, please tell us you'll come back. This has been fascinating.
Mm. Absolutely.
And Chris, I'll say personally, a thank you as a person that lives in Fireball basically and gets its water from Fireball. Thank you. Totally separate from the Fireball Canal Water Board. Fireball, thank you for the work that you guys do long before I even knew that was the work you were doing.
It's been my pleasure to work with the cities over the years, and we look forward to that continuing, obviously.
So there is a presentation that Chris had done in the past. It's at ecwaterpack.com, and it kind of goes in this history with slideshow and timeline. So if you're interested in more, please visit there. Also, you can get this episode and other resources. Fill out a comment form, send us a question at ecwaterpack.com/podcast. We look forward to you tuning in next time. Thank you for listening to another We Grow California episode and being a part of our community. Be sure to like, subscribe, submit your questions and guest requests at ecwaterpack.com/podcast. That's ecwaterpack.com/podcast today.